evening, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Five Tool Show. I'm your host, Tanya Machado. I finally have my co-host back, Carell Cooper. Say hello, everyone, Carell.
What's going on, Tanya? Hello, everyone. Good to be back on again.
Don't mind Carell, people. He's a little under the weather. I think everybody's just getting sick at this point. I got people at my job, they're coughing and they're coming into work, and I'm like, ooh, back up, because if you get me sick, I'm taking money out of your paycheck, not mine. So, anybody who's sick, I highly advise you, do not go to work, because then you just infect everybody else. And not all of us have sick days. So, yeah, I'll thank you not to spread your germs around. So what have you been up to, Carell?
Busy, you know, work and work and home life. That's what it's all about for me, and just been busy with everything. Traveling too much, that's probably why I'm sick now, because I'm just a little run down. So I'm welcoming the Thanksgiving break, and hopefully I can get some rest. I'm happy that Jason Bay is no longer on the Mets. I mean, that's one thing that I've been keeping my eye on, and I'm glad about that. So, and I'm happy that R.A. Dickey won the Cy Young as well, too. Very happy about that.
Okay. Yeah, well, good for him. Now let's get some contracts done. I'm not one to dwell on awards. You won your award, yay, good for you, happy for you. Okay, now sign on the dotted line. You got your offer, let's go. Let's get this thing done. Because, I'm sorry, I want some of these transactions done before December.
Patience.
Listen, patience is not for me, okay? Because everybody wants to talk about patience. Well, you know what? Mets fans have been patient for long enough. Now, this is Alvison's last year with me. Either he does something or he gets the hell out of Flushing.
Who do you want to be signed then?
I want Dickey signed and I want David Wright signed.
I think both of those will happen. I personally am not. I'd like to see them get Wright done this summer, but I'm personally could go either way on Dickey, to be honest with you. I'm not going crazy about that. I think that they should let him play out the last year of his deal and see where he's at the end of next year. So,
oh, no. Dickey wants a deal done now before the new season starts. Otherwise, he's going the free agency route. He already said that.
That's fine. If that's what he wants to do, I mean, if I'm the Mets personally, I would just play out in last year, and then we could talk at the end of 2013. If I were the Mets, that's what I would do. I mean, I want to see him not necessarily do it again, but let me see him have a comeback and have another good year before I go 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is. But, you know, I could go either way. They sign him to an extension now, I'm fine with it. But if they don't, then let him play out his last year, I'm fine with that too. Wright, I definitely want Wright signed now.
All right, well, reports are that David Wright, that an offer was made, but he's not happy with it. He wants $125 million. Listen, people, let's get one thing straight, okay? Because a lot of people have been pissing me off on Facebook with the whole, oh, Dickey signed the contract. Dickey did not sign anything, people. Okay, all you people who keep posting links and whatnot, that's his last contract that he signed with the Mets. Get it straight or don't say nothing. Because then you're just confusing everybody, and it's not like people aren't confused as it is. Because God forbid people check their facts anymore before they report anything. The whole thing of pure journalism has gone the way of the dodo. Check your facts, people, before you go reporting anything. Please, do me and the rest of the world a favor, okay? Carell, myself, and everybody else, we do whatever we can to check our facts, before we record anything, kindly do the same. Thanks. You save me the stress and aggravation, and you do the same for your fellow fans. Just saying. So all these rumors about David Wright's offer, listen, whatever happens, happens. Whatever the offer is, the offer is. How about let's just get it done? How about that? Instead of whining and complaining, just get it done. It's so cute. The Roquans are like, well, we would like to get both signed. Okay, so then put your money where your mouth is. Put up or shut up. Because you know what? Dickie and Wright, they're gonna put the butts in the seats. Because last time I checked, Dickie, yeah, he was so popular this past season, you actually named a ticket plan after him. And he's coming cheap. He's like, look, I'm not asking for a lot of money. He's not asking for $30 million, $40 million. Get it done. Shut up. Get it done. I don't give a damn what it is that you want. Get it done. I'm tired of everybody saying, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what we hope to get done. It's not a matter of hope. It's just get it done because that's your job. Your job is to get the deals done. So with that said, Carell, what would you offer David Wright to keep his ass in Flushing?
Oh wow.
Popular today, Carell, because we got a lot of callers in the queue. So go ahead. I'll let you speak on that, and then we'll move along. Because we got Roger, and we've got somebody else in the queue.
Right.
Yes, I'm talking about David Wright.
Yeah, trying to think, what would I do? I would go, and I, to be honest with you, I haven't been keeping up, so I don't know, like, what the rumors are that, you know, him and the Mets are talking about. So, but I would personally go probably somewhere around 5 years, 6 year option, maybe like 18 a year, somewhere in that neighborhood.
How many years?
Five, and then an option for the sixth. I think that's what I would do.
And you said what, 18 turf?
Yeah, let me say 18. So if you do 18,
so you're talking about $98 million.
Yeah.
$98 million.
And that probably won't get it done.
No, it really won't.
Nope.
$90 million, he's gonna look at you and be like, really? Yankees, what you got? You wanna get rid of A-Rod? I'm up.
It's fine. That's my where he might end up anyway, because A-Rod's pretty much done. They need a third baseman.
If David Wright ends up in the Bronx, I'm going to kick his ass. I'll kick his ass, and then I'll kick the Wilpons' asses for not getting the job done.
And all right, here we go. How about this then? Because you're right. My initial thing was too low. I'd go six at 120, so that's like eight. That's 18 a year.
I can live
right?
with that.
No, that's 20 a year. Six and 120, right? 126.
Math's getting a little hard in your old age, isn't it, old man?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's 20 a year. So I would do that. Six for 120. And if he can't take that and he wants to go somewhere else, then God bless him.
Yeah, look, I feel the same way. If he's going to, he knows the mess situation right now. My whole thing is, you know what? You think you're worth all that money? Then do something and get us a championship. I'm just saying. All these hot shots, I want the money. Okay, so where's the ring? Where's the trophy? Last time I checked, we have yet to have a parade down the Canyon of Heroes. Let me see. Who was the last one that I went to? Oh, wait. Ha! That was for the New York Giants. Sorry. My mistake.
It's been all Giants and Yankees.
Listen, I'm not complaining. I'm a Giants fan. So go New York Giants. Let's get it done this year, too. And the next person who says that Eli Manning is not an elite quarterback is going to have to deal with me. And you don't want a piece of me. Let me tell you, these past few weeks, and I have to deal with Black Friday this Friday, I'm not going to be the nicest person on God's green earth. Hate to say it, people. You don't want to meet me in a dark alley after I've done a shift on Black Friday. there will be blood. So with that said, we'll bring in one of our calls. Oh, Roger hung up. Sorry, Roger. He's in the chat room right now. Hi, Roger.
Yeah. Hey, Roger.
We'll bring in our other caller. If this button would work, that would be awesome. Hi, caller. Who are you? Where are you? And what do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want? You're calling.
Okay. This is Joey from the Bronx. I'm thinking that contract sounds fair for David Wright. Hopefully, he'll understand that the Wilpons are in the situation they are with the financial situation not being as stable as we'd like. So, you know, hoping that that works out. And, Tony, I have a question for you. Because you're the big Mike Piazza fan.
Oh, Lord, geez. Here we go.
No, I read an article in the New York Post over this Sunday. And he's doing hitting. He's a hitting instructor for Team Italy. And he's doing a pretty good job with the players over there. And I'm thinking it wouldn't be a bad idea if at some point within the next few years, if the Wilpons, because he's still in contact consistently with Jeff Wilpon and whatnot. So I think it'd be a good idea at some point in the next year or two if the Mets bring him on board as a hitting instructor. What do you think?
Are you talking about for the Major League team?
Yeah.
You want to bring Mike Piazza in for the Major League team? As a coach or just as an instructor? Like, just invite him for spring training?
No, as the actual hitting coach.
Well, then say coach. Coach and instructor are two different things.
Yeah, hitting coach.
I would invite him to spring training as an instructor, see how he does first. I might put him in the minors, see how he does with the minors first, and then work him up. I'm sorry, I'm not just going to bring somebody straight into the majors. I mean, you have to think, a lot of people, there's always a, listen, I'm not accusing Mike Piazza of anything. Lord knows, I love Mike Piazza. The world knows how big of a Piazza fan I am. I mean, the man was, he was the Mets for me, okay? But with all the rumors about him, with the steroids and all this, I would like to see what he can do with other teams before he comes on to the Major League Club.
All right, well, he did learn in the minor leagues when he was with the Dodgers. He learned from Reggie Smith, and Reggie Smith was a disciple of Ted Williams when he was still alive, and Ted Williams was the one who taught Reggie Smith how to hit. So there's a nice little, you know, symmetry there, and I think he would do a pretty good job as far as being a hitting instructor. So I'm hoping that in the next few years
instructor
he gets that opportunity.
Instructor or coach?
Hitting coach. So I think he would be pretty good at that, you know, and I'm hoping that that happens. Especially that he's going to go to the Hall of Fame soon.
Aw, get cute. He's a Hall of Famer. Let's bring him on board, see how he does on the coaching staff. Yeah, sorry. Prove me your worth. Prove to me that you can teach people. Because just because you're awesome doesn't automatically make you a teacher. Doesn't mean that you can tell people how to get it done. I mean, how many bosses do we have that we're like, okay, yeah, we're going to show you how it's done, and yeah, you suck. You can't teach for the life of you. You got no patience. You got no logic. Some people can do something wonderful, but not be able to teach it to somebody else. So... That's how
I would take the chance. I mean, the Cardinals did it with Mark McGwire. He had no experience. I thought he did a pretty good job with the Cardinals, and now he's taking his act to the Dodgers, and I think he'll do a pretty good job with the Dodger hitters. So.
Well, that is so fantastic for Mark McGwire. I'm so happy for him. Mark McGwire is not my Piazza.
No, he's not.
Exactly. Carell, would you like to weigh in on this?
Correct. Yeah, I mean.
I think
I think
I think let Piazza get a bit more experience. I mean, what he's doing with the national team there in Italy is good. I think I probably, before I gave him a hitting coach job in major leagues, I'd probably like to see him come over here and maybe first do something in the minor leagues and have him work his way up traditionally that way. You never know with these guys because, you know, while some of them turn out to be good hitting coaches or instructors or whatever you want to call them, some of them don't. So I'm not totally against it. I'd just like to see them get a little bit more experience in the major leagues as opposed to just putting them in that position right away. But, you know, you were right, Joey. I mean, McGuire, I think he did do a good job this past year. I'm surprised that he left St. Louis to go out to the Dodgers. But we'll see what he does out there.
Honestly, I think Mark McGuire is a turncoat. I'm sorry. The Cardinals and their fans, they forgave you. And you had the audacity to walk away from them after everything that they've done for you. Yeah. I'm sorry. I really do have problems with that.
Well, you know, the Dodgers right now, they probably backed up a Brinks truck for him because they're throwing money around like it's nothing. So that's probably why he went over there. They paid him a lot more money. So much for loyalty.
Yeah,
everybody's got a price.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, you want to know what my price tag is? You give me $100,000 and I'm happy. How about that? Sure. Bunch of greed. Well, we're not going to get into that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is the first time, I believe so, Carell, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time that Carell and I have actually agreed on a topic.
It is.
It is, right?
I don't know if it's the first time, but it's definitely one of the very few times.
Nice. That's been a while.
See that? We can't even agree on whether or not this was the first time that we agreed or not.
Lord, God have mercy. Joey, did we answer your question or do you have another one?
No, he answered my question. I mean, other than that, I'm just hoping that the Mets, I mean, they're not going to make any big, you know, moves this offseason, but I hope they do get Vicky and Wright taken care of and bring in some gritty players here that can help them win some ball games next year. Maybe they can be what the Oakland A's and the Baltimore Orioles were this year. They can be that team next year and surprise people. So I do want Nate McLeod from the Mets, so I'm hoping they sign him. I do want him to become a New York Met. He won't cost them that much money. He won't cost them that much money. He's in the bargain bin for them. That's what they're shopping for. They don't go to Tiffany's anymore. They go to Walmart.
Hey, Joey, I got a question for you. Watching the World Series this year, how did it – because I haven't had a chance to ask Mets fans this. But watching the World Series this year, how did it make you feel to see Angel Pagan out there running around, like, looking like an all-star?
Oh, punching
in his face.
That's how I
feel. It kind of irked me, you know, but at the same time, baseball is – so much of baseball is a psychological game within that player's mind. And I'm sorry, but the environment in the Mets clubhouse over the last few years, the whole negativity from the front office with the Madoff mess and everything – if you're a player, that, you know, and I'm not making any excuses for Pagan, but, you know, psychologically, that wears on a player. And it does get to a point where that player is probably going to be a little lackadaisical on the field and whatnot. So, you know, you put that same player in a winning environment, a team that's committed to winning and having a really solid season, all of a sudden the whole complexion of that player changes. And, of course, the team, in the case of us Mets fans, we're all looking at them thinking, well, where was that when you were playing in Flushing? So, and remember, a couple of years ago, he did have a pretty good season for us. It was, you know, last year that he just played, like, I don't know what was on his mind. So, Yeah, I'm happy, son. But I think a lot of it has to do with the negative environment surrounding the Mets and as to the cause of his poor play.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that, and it's probably, you know, the added pressure of playing here in New York. It's just it's frustrating to watch. I mean, if you sat there, didn't know any better, and watched Andres Torres play a whole year for us, and then watch Angel Pagan play in the playoffs, you would be sitting there thinking like, what the hell are the Mets thinking and making that trade? And that wasn't the case, but it's just frustrating to watch.
Yeah, well, you know how it goes. Once they switch uniforms and leave the orange and blue, all of a sudden they become Superman. Like the Mets uniform is kryptonite for a lot of players. So it doesn't surprise me, but I'm happy for him. Like I said, you know, I met him years ago when he was with the Cyclones, and he's a really cool guy, so I'm happy for him.
Cool.
Other than that, guys, keep on the great work. Tanya, keep doing your thing, and I give you guys a call next week.
All right, man.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Joey.
Next week. We haven't even decided what's happening next week. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is the worst World Series ever. I think it was just the fact that the Tigers got swept. I think that.
Yeah, I mean it was over before you could blink. That's what made it so bad. It wasn't a competitive World Series at all.
It really. I was in Atlantic City for Game One. Okay, I think it was Game One. Verlander was pitching, and I'm passing by one of the bars, and I'm like, "Oh, the game is on." And everybody's looking at me like, who the hell is this chick? Talking about the baseball game and whatnot. I'm like, oh, back up. And I'm looking at the score, and I'm ready to scream in the middle of the entire bar, are you freaking kidding me? Freaking Verlander kids, a freaking thing right now? I was just beside myself. Like, I was literally, legitimately pissed off. I can't remember the last time I was that pissed. And I live for the playoffs. I love the World Series. But this is just pathetic and stupid and the absolute worst. I think it was one of the lowest ratings in the history of the World Series in television. I absolutely hated it. I'm hoping next year will be better. It'd be nice if the Mets were actually in it. That would make it so worthwhile. So what do you think, Carell? If Alderson, if the Mets don't make it to the playoffs next year, do you think Alderson is here or fired?
I think it depends on how it goes. I mean, if they're like competitive and they're in it, and maybe they miss the playoffs by, I don't know, 5 games or something, I think he'll still be there. But if they're a complete disaster, I think it's possible you could see a change. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so if you're the Wilpons, that's for good. And Alderson, boom, you're fired. Who do you bring in?
Wow. That's a good question.
Do you bring somebody with a money bowl mentality, although it did not work for Alderson? Do you bring in a business person? Do you bring in a person with a lot of baseball knowledge? Who do you bring in?
I think that depends on how much money I got to spend. If I'm in a financial hole, then I'm going to bring in probably someone that's going to be very someone that can work in a tight budget, and that might be someone with that money ball mentality, like you said. If I'm in a better position financially to spend, then I might go a different route. Because, I mean, that's, unfortunately, that's got to be part of it with the Mets, right? I mean, what's their financial position going to be? Are the owners going to be in a better position to spend money? And two, if they are they going to be willing to spend money? Because for all we know, they could be in a much better financial position than they were this time last year. We don't know that to be totally true or false, but it's a matter of whether or not they want to spend, how much they want to spend. I mean, they could be like this guy in Florida. This guy in Florida has got all the money in the world. And look what he just did. He just unloaded his whole team.
Listen, can we get that guy on a boat and ship him to Cuba? Like, seriously, is there any way we can deport him? I mean, that man just irked my life. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm loving what's happening in Miami and everything, but personally, I think it's bad for baseball. I'm just saying.
It is.
But,
it is bad for baseball, but what are you going to do?
Listen, I went on a rant last week about this whole thing. I'm not even going to get into that again because, honestly, it's just going to give me a migraine. And I already have a headache. So, okay. So we already know what the financial situation is with the Mets. I mean, let's be realistic. In 2012, they said, well, we got to wait for 2013. In 2011, they said, we're going to work towards 2012 left. Carlos Beltran, he left. Oliver Perez was taken off the team. Castillo was taken off the team. We've unloaded so much. All right? You know, when they traded Beltran, that was money that we had. Then they did the same thing with a couple of other players. And then fine, everybody got what they wanted. Jason Bay's gone, but guess what? The Mets still have to pay him. So, 2013, yeah, Jason Bay's not on the team, but that's money we still don't have. So, you don't go big free agents, obviously. Okay, and not for nothing, the Wilpons have done it in the past, and it did not work out well. So, you really can't get mad at the Wilpons for not spending the money. I'm sorry, you keep spending money and you get nothing in return for it, yeah, you're going to want to be like, okay, you know what, we're going to go the cheap route now because you had your chance. Now piss off. So at this point, what you're looking for are scrappy, cheap players. Gritty, hard-nosed, I will knock you down if you try to block that plate type of players. So you can either sign players like that or you start bringing up the kids from the minors. If they do sign Wright and Dickey, I'm not even sure they're going to have any type of money to do anything else. And that bullpen still needs, God help me, I can't even think about the bullpen right now. The thought of the bullpen alone makes me want to cry. I think just blow up the damn bullpen. What are your thoughts, Coral, on the whole, like, what direction should he go in this offseason? Coral?
Sorry, okay. I had you on mute. Sorry.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
I'm sitting there talking, and I'm like, can you hear me? Well, I mean, I think, you know, listen, you're going to bring back Wright, you're going to bring back Dickey. You've got some players that you hope continue to get better. Some of the younger players like Tejada, you know, you hope Davis has a good year. You hope Duda continues to improve, you know, which, by the way, I mean, depending on what the Mets do, he might be the everyday left fielder out there next year. and maybe they'll try to get another right fielder. So, I mean, you've got some young players that you hope will be a part of the solution in the future for this team. So you bring back guys like Wright and like Dickey, throw in some of the young guys like Tejada, Duda, Davis. You know, who knows what Santana's going to give you next year, but we'll see. And then, I mean, you got to try to fill in the gaps. I mean, you need to they need to bring in some veterans, some guys from the outside. You know, I don't know who that will be, but I mean, there's obvious holes at the catcher spot. There's an obvious hole in center field. It's a question mark in right field. And even though the Mets, what little money they had, they went out and spent it on the bullpen last year, the bullpen was a disaster this year. So I think it's got to be a combination of those younger guys as well as bringing in some guys from the outside. We'll see. I mean, it's not looking good for 2013. Let's just say that.
It's really not. It's really not. But you know what? As Mets fans,
I mean, there's no need to sugarcoat it. It's just not. It's not looking good, right? So, we agreed again.
Yeah, look, you really don't. Listen, Mets fans, they already know. They know what to expect. They know. They take, even if there's a little bit of good news, you take that with a grain of salt. Because you don't know. Anything can happen. Mets fans are used to getting nothing but bad news. You know, but Mets fans will also believe until they're dead in their grave.
Absolutely.
They'll whine and complain, but they'll stick with their team to the very end.
And you know what? I am a true Mets fan. I'm a sucker for that believing too. What did I do today?
You are not no sucker and no believing, because during this season, okay, I think it was in August. Or was it September? But the Mets were actually starting to show life again. I was like, yeah, you gotta believe. You're like, I am not believing in that right now.
Oh, it was over then.
Over,
listen, if you were believing in August, then you were the sucker, not me. You can't believe it. At that point it was over. It was over at that point.
Listen, you believe until you are mathematically eliminated.
No, I'm not gonna go that far.
Oh, and by the way, Roger says that even he's not that brave. He'll never mute me.
Well, I didn't mute you. I muted my phone.
Yeah, so technically, Roger, Carell muted himself.
Right.
So, I just had to share that because that was pretty funny. Okay, so everybody who is into boxing, I know we do normally talk baseball, but boxing legend Hector Macho Camacho was shot multiple times in Puerto Rico tonight, and he is in critical condition. He was shot in the passenger seat around 7 p.m., and his driver is dead. Camacho was shot several times in the neck and in his face. So our prayers to Camacho for a speedy recovery, but I'm sorry. You got shot in your neck and your face? Good luck with that.
Wow.
That's rough. And no, Roger, Hector Camacho, the fighter. Roger's like, the pitcher? And I'm like, no, the fighter, the boxer. A man you don't want to mess with in the boxing ring. So, yeah, our best to Camacho. So with that said, there's so much going on in baseball right now that it's hard just to get everything into an hour-long show. And I'll be honest with you right now. This is one of the reasons why I wasn't sure if this show was going to happen tonight, because I'm in the middle of getting ready for Black Friday. So I'm just like a little, if I don't seem all together there, you know why. Because I'm trying to like figure out what's exactly going to happen on Black Friday. Can I tell you, my shift on Black Friday, I start at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, wait, 5 o'clock in the morning, sorry. I work from 5 in the morning to 4 p.m. That is my shift for Black Friday.
Wow.
So I'm not sleeping. I'm going to be up for 48 hours. So for all of you who are listening and you believe in prayer, please pray for me. Pray for me and pray for my family because my family's going to be staying with me. So, you know, when I don't get sleep, I tend to get a little snappy. So, yeah. And then it gets really, really crowded at my job. So I already told everybody, I'm going to work in tank top, in a tank top, pair of jeans, and flip-flops. I don't care what everybody's going to be laughing at me. I'm like, look, it's about being comfortable, moving fast, and just trying to keep your body cool. And not flipping out when other people are flipping out on you. So, yeah, Carell, are you going to be doing any shopping on Black Friday?
Yep, from the comfort of my own home on my laptop. Absolutely.
You can't shop on Black Friday on your laptop. You're supposed to do that on Monday. Monday
nope.
Is the best deal.
Nope. Doesn't matter. Nope. I will not be leaving my house. Absolutely not. Under no way, shape,
really?
Or form. No.
Have you ever done it before?
I have.
How many times? Just one?
Twice.
Twice? Oh, okay. I give you credit. At least you tried it twice. I've done it for at least 5 years. But this year is going to be intense because this year I'm doing Midnight Madness.
See, it's just, yeah, no. Uh-uh. No more. Home.
Oh,
my computer.
If I'm not on the show next week, Tuesday, chances are I'm in the emergency room still trying to get stitched up.
I don't have to deal with people trying to push me out the way. I don't have to deal with anyone who is working in the store and is going to have an attitude like Tanya. I don't have to deal with any of that. I can do it from my home.
It's not the same. I actually like shopping on Black Friday. Like, a lot of people get stressed out and things like that. I enjoy shopping on Black Friday. I get a thrill. It's such a rush to be able to get a deal that nobody else can get. You don't understand. I'm intense. I mean, people think I'm intense when I'm at a baseball game or watching a football game. I'm that much more intense when I'm in the store on Black Friday. You do not mess with me on Black Friday. And I'm small. So I can easily, like, maneuver my way through the crowd. And if somebody's about to grab something that I had my eyes on first, I'll pull a sneak attack. I'm like a ninja. I will come out of nowhere and get what I want. I get the best deals, and most of the time, I do all of my shopping on Black Friday, and I'm done. And I can relax for the rest of my holiday. And maybe there'll be, like, two or three things that I'll order online. And I'm shopping for myself, but I also bought a couple of things for my mom, and I think my dad's going to have me buy a couple of things also for him, because they all know that I'm the best bargain shopper. I wait till the last minute. And what a lot of people don't understand, and for everybody who's listening, I'm going to give you a good tip. Black Friday, yes, you get amazing deals. The best deals is not even on Cyber Monday. It's a week before Christmas. You'll get your best deals. I've gotten DVDs that are usually maybe like $30. I paid maybe like $10 for them, $7 for them. It's all about knowing where to shop. Look, this is what happens when you're a poor Puerto Rican like yourself and you barely got two dimes to rub together. You can't have a way to get the presents that you want at some deep discounted prices. I really should. Roger, I think I'm going to do a show just on shopping. I think we need to work on that. Holiday shopping and how to get the best deals. I think we're going to cover it.
There you go.
You know what? I can teach Sandy Albison a thing or two. I mean, he's always bargain hunting. Well, you really want to be able to get the best for your, the most bang for your buck, you call me. I'll show you how it's done. But what do you think about Alex Rodriguez? Do you think he will actually? Because I mean, there was some talk. Like a couple of people, they decided to be conspiracy theorists, and they were talking about, well, you know what? The Marlins have all this money now, so Alex Rodriguez can go to Miami.
Why would he ever want to do that at this point?
I don't know. I heard somebody say that, I was like, are you kidding me right now? Look at how much money they just unloaded. Do you really think that they're going to put all that money into one player? No, that's
not fair. I think the Yankees might want to get rid of him, but they would end up paying the majority of whatever's left. So I don't know. I don't know if Alex Rodriguez has a no-trade clause or not. Let's look that up. Because if he has a no-trade clause, I can't see him agreeing to go to Miami. So.
You sound like you're dying on this call. You're okay?
I'm hanging in there. It's going, though. My voice is going.
All right, so it is 40 minutes into the program. Do you want to end it here?
Sure. Hold on. Let me see.
I will give you the option.
I do not see. Yes, A-Rod does have a no-trade clause. So not only would the Yankees have to find someone that is willing to take him, they would have to pay the majority of his money, and he has a no-trade clause. And just to give you an idea of how much money he has left, he signed until 2017. The Yankees owe him $28 million in 13, $25 million in 14, $21 million in 15, $20 million in 16, and $20 million in 17. They owe him a shitload of money.
Oh, language, Carell. I've never heard you swear on the show before.
That's a lot of money. And hey,
really
if Zeke wants to beat that out later, go ahead. I'm sorry. But that is by far the worst contract in baseball. By far.
Oh, no, don't worry, because Albert Pujols, that's another horrible contract.
Yeah, that'll be the worst. That'll be the second worst contract in baseball in another year or two.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, since Thanksgiving is right around the corner, we are ending the show now. Because, one, Carell is sick, and two, I got cleaning to do, and I got to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So to all of our listeners tonight, thank you for joining us. Carell, it's great to have you back, finally.
It's great to be back.
I really hope you feel better.
Thank you.
From our family to your family, we wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with your family. Do not be like these crazy nuts going out shopping. Spend the time with your family because some of you guys, you have your kids coming home for Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. Hope to see you again next week, same time on Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.